I want you to be real with me, because I'm going to be real with you. If you talk to a trainer or even a friend or family member, and you tell them a goal that you have, and then you go do that goal, but then as you're pursuing it, you lose the motivation to do it, and then you fall off from it because you haven't gotten the results that you wanted. That's where I need you to be specific with me, right? Is because in order for you to set a realistic goal, it needs to have some specificity, along with plenty of other things. But if you don't set this goal that has details to it, then you can't really be disappointed with whatever result you get. Like if you go to a burger joint, right? And you go up to them and you just say, I want a burger. You don't give any more detail than that. You just tell them you want a burger. If they go, okay, and go back to the kitchen and they put some jalapenos on there, put some spicy stuff, they put like a fried egg on there, right? They just really just like dress it up. They put some cheese on there and then they bring it back out to you. And then when you have the burger, you're like, oh man, I didn't want this. It's too spicy. It's not the flavors I like. It's not cooked the way I want it. You didn't tell them anything, right? You didn't give them any detail to the thing that you were actually wanting or that thing that you were trying to achieve through this interaction. Now, as a personal trainer and fitness coach, I get a lot of people who give me some goals, and some of them are super detailed and some of them are a little more vague. Today, though, I wanted to talk with you about setting realistic goals. I'm going to talk about them with fitness, but you can apply these to whatever you want. So we're going to talk about specific fitness, try to work brain, let's go, specific fitness goals and staying motivated. So I want you to focus in. Let's have a chat. Jumbo, my friends. I'm Coach Zo, or the Coach Zo you know, and this is What the Foss, a podcast where we focus on your physicality and mentality in order to tackle different questions that can help both of those areas in order for you to grow in your movement, but also grow your fitness and well-being overall. But in order to grow, we have to set certain goals and certain things that we want to achieve. And in order to do this, we need to make sure that we have a couple details in mind, because that way we know when we've reached our goal or what things we need to do to get there. Now, I'm going to talk about the goal setting first using a classic formula known as the SMART formula and some other details thrown in there. But also, I'm going to talk about motivation and the ways that some people think about how they're getting to their goals and why you don't really need motivation as much as you think. But to backtrack, let's focus on those SMART goals first. So SMART is basically an acronym, right? SMART means specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-bound. So these are a good kind of way of structuring your goals. And then if you can answer all of these different questions that I give you about your overall goal, then and only then are you more likely to be able to reach that goal because you have all the details in place. So starting with the first one real fast, let's go with specific. If you have a goal in mind, it needs to have some specificity, right? It needs to be something that can be detailed and something where you can really kind of like see what the exact goal is that you're trying to reach for. A perfect example. I had a client interaction the other week where we were doing some goal setting strategies, you know, and kind of working on, hey, what's the goal that you're trying to work on next? And all they said is that they wanted to move better. In my mind, I go, okay, that can mean a lot of things, right? I mean, it can mean things that have to do with just less joint pain. It can mean being stronger to step up and go hiking or climbing a ladder, or like it can mean a ton of things. It can mean stuff for sports. It can mean stuff for daily life. So in order for it to be more specific, instead of saying, you could say move better to start off with, but move better for what, right? Or why is a question I love to ask people. I was that kid who asked people that question a lot. When they would give me some answer, I would just keep saying, why, 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 why? and probably to an annoying point, which is why my amount of friends is pretty low. But regardless of my personal life, being specific, if you just say move better, the way that we found that it got more specific was that they wanted to be able to keep up with their kids. They wanted to be able to pick up their kids, move with their kids, run if their kids wanted to run, play with them on a playground. They wanted to move better for those things so that as a parent, they weren't feeling that they were held back from doing any of those activities. Now, some people are more specific for that, and other people are more specific for certain sports or activities. A lot of people I work with are solo sport athletes, or they do adventure sports, or they're like weekend warrior type people who go out and do some event on the weekends. And when you do that, that moves to our next one, which is measurable. We want to make sure that whatever you can do, we can measure it in some way. If your goal is, oh, I want to move better, or, oh, I just want to be skinnier, what do you mean by either of those? For moving better, the way that it works well with like people who are athletes or try certain sports or activities is that we can basically measure, either we measure in the gym, because let's say they want to grow stronger. Well, cool, we can do that. We do testing days for people where they do certain fitness tests. We get a number for that. And then in the span of 8, at most 12 weeks, but usually about 8 weeks or so, then we test them again and go, oh, okay, well, you progressed in these. You progressed a little bit in these. Maybe we can do better at those. And that gives something measurable to go and achieve for this goal. The same thing if you're trying to lose weight or you're trying to be skinnier or more tone, as a lot of people put it. Instead of doing that, go, okay, you would like to, if yours is more aesthetic as a goal, that's not usually what I train people for, but if yours is more aesthetic, then you might want to say, oh, I want to be able to fit in these size of pants, or I've always had this dress I want to wear, or I've always, I don't know what yours might be. Some people go with a scale weight, some go with a measurement, but choosing something like that can help at least to be something to shoot for. And then you can talk with a trainer or a nutritionist or combination of the two to be able to figure out that goal, because they have something measurable for you to work towards. So make it specific, make it measurable, make it attainable. It also needs to be something that is something that you actually have the resources to go out and access. If you want to be a better runner, right? And let's say you're like, I want to run a 5K. I just want to run and complete a 5K. Great goal, right? You can get some specific stuff. There's a start, there's a finish line, and you can reach that goal. And all it really takes is having some decent running shoes and some okay clothes to work out in. As long as you have those, you can go and you can work on that goal. And then you can do other bodyweight exercises or weighted exercises to get stronger for that running to support that. And when attainable, a good example is I remember at one point in middle school, kind of like early on middle school, I had this goal where I was like, oh man, I want to be a professional snowboarder, right? Maybe I want to do some like winter sports. And I remember thinking that, you know, after playing like some of those SSX tricky video games and seeing how they did that and seeing like Shaun White and stuff like that, I thought, oh, this will be awesome. I'm going to do this. I'm going to get professional at this. Until somebody told me, hey, like, you don't live in an area. He's actually a teacher of mine. And he was like, yeah, you don't live in an area where you can really access skiing that closely. Like, the people who do this professionally, they're out west. They're right next to a ski mountain. And they're able to do this all the time. I'm like, well, okay, sure. Like, don't hold me back from my dreams. But it's not really something that's super attainable to the area that I'm at. If it was, I would have to move somewhere else and do all that. And I slowly realized that maybe my goal needed to be something different. If it's something that's attainable to you, it needs to be something that is attainable, not in the sense to hold you back from trying something, because if it is some goal that's important to you, it should be something that you go out and try to achieve, usually no matter most of the circumstances. But it really just needs to be something attainable. That's something important to think about, is this something that I could actually attain? Not doubting if you could get stronger for it, or not doubting that you just need experience in teaching in it, but if you have the resources kind of lined up to be able to do something even close to this. But once you figure out those resources, kind of like my snowboarding one, you really need to think if it's relevant to you more specifically. If you have this goal in mind, is this something that you actually want to do? And I say that because sometimes people get these goals or they see people do these activities and they're like, oh, yeah, I want to do that. Or somebody told them they can't. And so they decided that, oh, okay, well, I'm going to do it just to prove them wrong. If you don't do a goal for yourself, it's not really going to help anybody's situation with this. It needs to be something that's relevant to you. You shouldn't just copy and paste a goal. For example, I have a goal. I want to run a sub 3-hour marathon, and I want that to help me to qualify for the Boston Marathon. And perhaps I'll keep going with running more after that, or perhaps I'll change sports. I haven't really decided yet, but that is my goal. Just because I have that goal, you can't really go, oh, cool, copy paste. I'm going to do that too. I mean, you certainly can, but if you're not passionate about running or passionate about that the same way, you're really going to have a tougher time reaching this goal because you just copied a goal from me versus actually getting something that's relevant to you and your desires and the things you want. Specific, measurable, attainable, relevant. The fifth one, most important, time bound. Give yourself some type of timeline. It's okay if it's not an exact, perfect timeline that you do this in, but give yourself some type of timing for this. Don't just say, oh, I want to run a 5K sometime. Choose a date, even if it's in a year, even if it's in 2 years, whatever amount of time that you need, or you choose it, write it down. As soon as that 5K race becomes available, sign up for it, because if you have something where it's time bound, that's going to keep you going on a day-to-day basis trying to work on that when you feel like it and also when you don't. Going along with these SMART goals, an important thing is motivation, right? I always get people who always say, oh, well, I would do this thing right now and I got into it and it was cool, but then something didn't go well and I lost motivation. And now I'm trying to do this thing, but I just don't have the motivation today to do it. Wah, wah, wah. I'm kidding. Don't worry. If you don't have motivation, I don't have motivation sometimes either. It's really okay. I promise. But the main thing I want you to think about is that you don't need motivation. Motivation is kind of overrated. People always think that they need to be motivated. I'll give you an example, right? Let me get a book here. If you're listening, I'm basically getting a book. I'm going to draw a couple lines, but I'll describe it to you if you're not watching this on video. Basically just what I am writing out and showing. So right now I have a little book here and at the bottom left on this page, it says start. And at the top right, it says end, right? So if you're going here, I think a lot of people always think that when you're going for a goal, it's going to go in this almost like perfect diagonal line from the bottom left to the top right, where it's basically going to say start and end on it. And it's just this perfect line and that everything just goes swimmingly. And as soon as you try to do better at your goals, right, you kind of work your way up here and, oh man, I got better at this. And every day is just getting better and better. And this is amazing. Wow, I'm achieving all of my dreams. When unfortunately, that is not the case, right? So if you ever see that line and you think, man, everyone else has got it figured out, they don't have it figured out. Okay, I promise you they don't have it figured out. They just have a better way of hiding not having it figured out. But now I'm going to go to another page of it that still has the same start and end on it, which hopefully I drew out here beforehand. I did. Perfect. Wow. So prepared. Look at me. Anyhow, when you go, I have the same page that's going from start to end. And instead of it being that diagonal line, I'm going to give you more of a line of what it actually kind of goes like, right? I'm just drawing a line, and basically what it's doing is it's zigzagging its way all the way to the top, right? Show it a little bit closer, I'm trying to bump my microphone here, but it's basically zigzagging its way to the top. And if I'm going here and I'm going from the start, and I think, okay, I'm super motivated at the start, right? You might be super motivated to start off your goal. As you work here, it might start to go pretty well at first, right? You're making all these life changes. You're being a big boy or big girl. You're doing a great job. And then all of a sudden, you know, you have a couple of bad days, or work got really tough, or something got in the way of that. And then there's this drop off that happens, right? There's this decline in the line. When that happens, typically a lot of people just go, oh, man, you know what? I guess I'm not good at this. Maybe I'm not supposed to do this thing because I thought I was doing well. And then I got off schedule and now I'm not motivated as much. What you actually need to be doing, though, is instead of thinking about motivations, you need to think about your systems. And what do I mean by systems? I mean your habits, specifically the habits that you have on a daily basis. Because the more you build up these habits, the more that it helps you stay consistent on both of these days where things might be going great and kind of going up on this chart, and when things aren't going so great and they start to dip down. Because most of the time, if people don't have habits in place, these kind of daily things that keep them on track, then any of these dips might throw them off where all of a sudden they've fallen way too far off and they feel like they have to start over again. These things can be everything from scheduling a specific time to work out and trying to stay consistent with that every day, or it can be the night before I make my to-do list for the things I need to do, and I've laid out my running clothes, my example is, I've laid out my running clothes somewhere where I know I'm going to have to trip over them, or I'm going to have to pick them up and do something with them. Either I have to go and put them all away, or I can put them on, tie my shoes, and go out there and run. And when people have these daily habits in place, something that gets them more consistent, something when they're feeling great or whether they're not, they can keep going, then yes, there's going to be a bunch of these rises and falls where some things go great, maybe it plateaus for a little while, and then things drop a little bit again. But then overall on this line, you are progressing your way up slowly but surely, even with some drops and some rises. Things are slowly going to progress up, and you'll find some of these points of high motivation where things are going well, and it's more easy to be motivated because you can see how far you've come previously. That is where motivation comes into play. It's not about finding this motivation first, and then everything works out, and then you're more consistent. It's about doing your best to be consistent first and getting these kind of habits in place in your life. Then and only then do you get the motivation because you're seeing, oh man, I'm being way more consistent. This is great. And now those are the points where you're actually starting to get better. And as you start to get better, guess what? You get more motivated to do that thing. When I was down here at the start for running, where I used to hate running, right? I used to despise it. I used to hate that feeling when I would run for only 30 seconds at a super slow speed and my heart would be pounding out of my face. My kidneys would hurt. I would feel like I'd have to throw up. And I hated that. But the consistency over time is what's gotten me from where I was to the point I am right now, where I feel way better with running. And as long as you get these habits in place, over time, you will slowly get this buildup where eventually, once you get to your end goal, it'll be that much more sweet and it'll be that much more rewarding when you've set out a specific goal and you've taken not the motivation and not being motivated every single day to get there, but having these habits and systems in place in order to keep you trying to progress just a tiny bit each day, because all of that builds up over time. Just like steps in a race, you have to take thousands of steps to get from the start line to the finish line, but those little steps will keep building up. And those are the things, once you see those little accomplishments, that will get you more motivated. Remember to keep your goals smart, and remember to make sure that instead of relying on being motivated every day, you rely on just trying to be consistent, whether you feel like it or whether you don't. I appreciate your time. If you have any questions for me or have any questions from a fitness coach to you, that almost sounded like correct English, but it probably wasn't. Make sure you can reach out to me on social media. I'm at Foss_movement on Instagram. It's where people reach out to me a lot. Or you can always contact me through the website, which is www.fossmovement.com. Otherwise, my friends, take chances, make mistakes, and remember to stay consistent. You don't always need to be motivated. But whatever you do, don't be an idiot. Be smart about it. We'll talk soon.